So welcome, good morning. Got some nice heat this morning. He's very good for the body. A little bit of a break again in the middle. It gets quite hot and then we can walk around and do it again. Those of you that just come, I'll do a little bit of an introduction, but it just might take a few minutes for it to come, and then we'll just open it up to question and answer. And there's people in the computer who were streaming it as well, so they might call in and ask questions too. So you guys in the question, I'm not taking written in the question in the computer. I'm not taking written questions. You have to call if you want to speak. So send me a message saying call me, and I'll call you. It's very simple why the human being suffers and why and what happens. The human being suffers because of separation, and separation comes with complicated thinking. And the first or the main thought processes, I am somebody inside the body, and there is a separate world out there. So the first complicated thought is I, me, inside here, and world out there. And all that ever was, the I, was a practical description to describe what the body's done in time to improve hunting or to improve community. It was never a reality. It was never actually someone separate inside the body existing. But it seems like over time that description of the body has become more and more people, some bodies, and a separate entity seemingly has grown, this functioning, this storytelling of me inside the body and my life. And me in time. I was born, And now I'm 30, 40, 50, and I've had so many life experiences, and that is who I am. And in each moment, the world is viewed through that lens of me and my life. And it always feels like a negotiation with the world. Me in relationship with other people. Me in relationship with time. Me in relationship with objects. And it's become so strong. At the beginning, I'm sure it was just thoughts. It was just, the body did this, or I did this, I did that. But now it's become an energetical sense. So it feels like there's actually a separate entity choosing inside the body, and choosing action, and choosing to do things. And scientists now say that it can be, the brain activity of choice can be 6 seconds prior to the thought of choice. So 6 seconds they can see a choice is made in the brain, and then there can be the thoughts of which one should I choose? I'll choose apple juice or something. But it was already made in the brain. But those thoughts and energies gave the appearance that somebody was actually having free will and choosing. And that somebody's actually inside the body. And with that person, things have meaning. Life has meaning. There's me inside my body, and I have meaning. I'm going somewhere in the future. I've got a purpose in life. And maybe people here, their purpose is to awaken. But maybe before it was to have kids, or to bring up my kids well, or to live a religious or Christian life, or to earn a certain amount of money. The person always has purpose and meaning, and everything means something. Somebody's actions mean something. They did that to show me that they love me, or they did that to show me they don't love me. Everything is meaning, and everything becomes important, and everything becomes an interpretation through language. Life is no longer as it is, it's an interpretation of that person. It's filtered through that person and its way of seeing the world. And basically, that's what suffering is. It's very simple. It's separation. And it only happens in the human being. It only happens in the human bodies. Animals and trees and the sun and the light don't have that projected in, that storyteller, that one that leaves it separate. There's just life, and there's no distance, there's no separation, there's just life appearing. It's not appearing for someone, it's not appearing to someone. It's not right or wrong or good or bad. Shouldn't be another way or not be this way. It just is as it is. And it appears and disappears. But for the human being, it's life. The person imagines life completely horizontally. It's always seeing things in relationship to time, in relationship to me. It's looking at life through this horizontal world. And the freedom is what's happening. And it always is what's happening, even with the dream of the horizontal. But for some reason, this is just a reminding that the horizontal isn't the reality. The you in time isn't a reality. The you in time was always a dream, and not a truth in any way. So when the identification happens, when the person, when that me energy or that personal energy comes up of I am this body, the sensations of the body become the most important thing. So the emotions, the feelings, the thoughts become the most important thing. The light, the room, the other bodies are all secondary to my body and my sensation. And the most important thing is what I feel, what I think, what I have. And so that activity focuses on obtaining pleasure and obtaining nice things and obtaining good feelings for the body. And it's always looking at the environment to make sure it's safe and pleasurable. And it's always trying to avoid pain and uncomfortableness. And it believes that one day it will set things up, it will be able to control things and just have total pleasure. These one day it will finally get everything lined up, it will finally get a big enough house, or it will finally get enlightenment, and it will just have pleasure, pleasurable sensations. And pleasure and pain have got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Sensations and the control of sensations have nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Pleasure and pain come and go, and there's no freedom in pleasure. The freedom is, this is so weird, is what's happening, is what's appearing. It's not in controlling the appearance. But it's so obvious that when the thinking activity of me and my life happens, that there will just be more and more of a focus on obtaining pleasure. That's obvious that that would happen. As soon as there's the ability to think about the body, and that body is me, then of course there's going to be a strong movement into just obtaining pleasure. It would be silly if it didn't. Of course it's going to do that. And for some reason, life decides in some human beings to speak about this and remind them that it's not really them that's being reminded, because there's no separate them, to remind itself that that freedom was never in the obtaining of pleasure, never in the body. Freedom was in what is. And the sweetest thing about what is, or what's actually happening, is it's an absolute mystery. This can never be known, what's happening. It can never be understood. It just is. It can never be understood why this is appearing, or how this is appearing. It's just appearing. And that's very scary to a human being that believes that it can control and understand the world by thoughts, by understanding. To hear that this is a mystery is like being in a field with 10 wild horses running and bucking. It feels so out of control. The idea that at any second the body could disappear. And why did it appear and where is it going? But all of this will turn to dust, as Alan Watts was saying last night. That it can all turn back to nothing at any moment is incredibly scary for a human being that has been taught and believes it can control this. It can get somewhere in this. And that it exists. And that it's more important, its existence is more important than nothing, which is the source of everything. That you being alive and you having this experience is more important than the no thing. Than it all turning back to dust, than it all disappearing. That you maintaining life is more important than the disappearance of the body. What a lie. Everything is disappearing. Everything is dust. Your life, I'm so sorry to be so harsh, is not important. Your body is not important. Your life is what's created this suffering. Your freedom is the fact that it turns to dust. Isn't that crazy? That it's all dying constantly. Your mind's like, no. I'm way too important here to die. I can't die. What about what will happen to me? It's got to be something. What about my parents? What about my lover? What about my kids? What about my dog? What about not obtaining enlightenment before I die? What about not knowing the truth of things? And none of it, that is not freedom at all. That's the activity of me and the world. It's all about the loss. Oh. As a child, my parents weren't religious, but for some reason, the quote, when I was there, I went to Catholic school, there was a quote, to know God, and this is a little bit dualistic, it's not somebody that could know God, because it is God, but it said, to know God is to live in a perpetual state of loss. And I knew exactly what it meant. And it's not me that knows it, but everybody knows it. It's all about the loss. The person's like, no. It's about me making sure I stay here, and my things stay here, and I'm not left on the street starving, and I have dignity, and you cannot find it in any of that. That's the struggle. It's okay for the body to die. It's okay for the body to die in a non-dignified way, because you are everything. You're not the body. And everything turns to dust. Everything. All of it. And it's constantly in this moment turning to dust. Everyone's going to be like, what's dust, Lisa? I mean to nothing. I mean, in England it's the saying, turns to dust means to disappear, because often you can't see dust. Well, you can, but that's what they mean by that. what was I saying? I forgot. It went. This is all disappearing. The death is here. The nothing, the dust, is here. So I said this word, and it's gone. It never even happened. It's that immediate. It's gone. Did it ever happen? It's gone. It's gone. There's an imagination now that it happened, and that's where it's at. It's gone, though. Oh, it's happening right now. There's nothing to be afraid of this disappearance. It's always this disappearance. And then he's like, no, I've got to hold on to me. Who's? An imagination? There's no freedom in the imagination. The freedom is the nature of everything. There's no freedom in behaviour, in being nice, in any of that stuff. Because you don't exist, you've always been alive. It's just a description of the body. That's it. That's not you, the description of the body. The feelings aren't you. They appear in this, they're you as everything is you, or everything is it. No one thing, nothing. But you're not just this limited body with certain feelings. I know it seems insane, that thought, but it's really insane, the idea that you are that. Because the mind goes, but hang on, I'm sure there's a me here. I finish at my body, and there's people looking at me and out there. That's all in imagination. What's the actual experience? The actual experience is absolute emptiness with things appearing that are no things. It sounds so crazy. The actual experience is this. The actual experience is all no border. No you. You is only ever been an imagination, an interpretation. There's not Lisa speaking now up there. That's a practical description that we could use. But actually, in the experience, is there a Lisa there speaking and a you there listening? There's speaking and hearing happening simultaneously with no separation. There's looking, the looked at and looking. There's the seeing of Lisa's body. is there any separation in the moment from the seer and the seen? It's the same thing. In practical discussion, okay, Lisa's sitting talking, okay, that's fair enough, but that's not a reality. In the moment, that's not the reality. Everything's turning to nothing. Everything is nothing, is the gift. That's the beauty of this. That really is the beauty of this. And it's the nature of everything, that nothingness, that disappearance. It's like this. I know I showed you yesterday, my screen's maybe dirty. It's just all disappearing. All these shapes are being created, these beautiful appearances. But then it's all disappearing. It's all one light moving, creating many different, seemingly many different lights. But it's just going, it's gone. It's not even appeared. This is what life's like. It's gone.
Lisa,
yeah.
To see the world in the way you just described things, right?
Yeah.
The eye energy has dropped, right? It's the only one's eye energy has dropped.
But you can see you can begin to get a sense of it. It's like, you know, when you're listening to music and you might not even understand the language or the notes or anything, but there's a sense of it beyond all the intellect or anything. There's like or a poem or something, when someone's saying a poem, and it makes no sense, the poem, all these words put together, but you can hear it, not through sense. Because I would suggest that all the bodies hear, and it's not even the body hearing it. I would suggest that this is being heard beyond all that, otherwise this would just sound like rubbish. This is being heard, like everything is hearing this, everything is, or nothing is hearing, is remembering. It's not even remembering, it's just, it's almost like it celebrates with joy this, remembering itself, even though it never really forgot. And there's this knowing, not an intellectual knowing. So it can be heard even when the person's still veiling and appearing, but it's not the person hearing in any way. It's not the body, it's everything hearing itself. Really doesn't make sense. Hello!
You say the brain six seconds before.
Sorry? 6 seconds before,
the
yeah?
The brain six before, 6 seconds.
Up to 6 seconds, yeah. Has already chosen.
Does it mean the thoughts are predetermined?
The thoughts are, so the brain, the activity of choice is made in the brain, and then the brain also produces, after the choice has been made, the appearance of somebody choosing. So the choice is made, and then it's so beautiful the way it happens, a thought comes up and goes, should you choose the apple juice or orange juice? And then a thought appears and goes, let's go with the apple juice. And that gives the appearance that somebody's actually chosen. but it's always going to be that choice that's already made.
Yes. Already made. Yeah. What?
Yeah. So. But there's not actual predetermination because there's only this moment. This is energy expressing itself. There's only one energy always expressing itself in each moment spontaneously. But yes, predetermination is an easy way to say it. Ramesh used to use that word, and I understand.
Even faster. In words, thoughts. Yes, also. Okay.
Yeah, predetermination.
Yes,
ultimately, it's
very interesting, in fact.
Yeah, when it disappears,
yes.
It's all gone. It's changed into something else.
Oh.
So it's always spontaneous. But
not only the external of the body and the inner actions also.
Yeah, what's
the
thoughts.
Sorry, it's
what's the question?
Yes, you are going to
okay. Oh, yes. Okay, thank you.
I mean, inner feelings and how to think like this chair.
It couldn't be any other way.
Exactly.
It couldn't be any other way.
Yeah.
Even if there's an appearance of somebody, there's an illusion of somebody in absolute agony, it couldn't be any other way ever.
Very good, yeah. That sounds happy.
Have we got any questions in the room? Because I think we've got some people on Skype going. Good morning. Okay, we'll pull someone on Skype. It's so amazing that this can happen. Hi, Roland. Hi, Ricarda. Hi, Benny boy. Nice to see you, Ben. Hi, Maya. Hi, Lisa. Didn't know you went on so early. Where are you? We're in Belgium and we've been streaming all, but I'm not recording any of them, so you have to watch live. Jets TV is, but that will be a few weeks before that's up. But hi, Maya. Oh, no, there's nobody watching. So any questions are welcome. And I know it seems like I'm answering them, but it's actually all you, without you.
Is there ever a time witnessing is not happening?
Yeah.
When?
Well, I don't know what you mean by witnessing. I never really had that terminology. But witnessing is always disappearing. Witnessing is still a position. But because what is witnessing to you?
It's just, I guess, there's just this awareness that of this.
No, well, what? There's actually never awareness of this. The awareness of this is only ever an interpretation after. There's actually no witnessing. It's more intimate than that. But witnessing or consciousness or all these words are a really great way to start talking about it. Because just to try and like talk about no witnessing straight away. Like, I mean,
because it's not even an interpretation. It's just,
but how do you know you're witnessing now? Or how do you know witnessing is happening now? Who would even be witnessing? This is when I begin to question consciousness, because actually in the moment there's just merging, without even knowing it's merging. There's a disappearance of everything. Then there can be what the experience is here, is then when practicality is needed or planning is needed, there's a little bit awareness of the body. But most of the time, there's just a disappearance into all things, and then all things collapse, and there's no things. God, I sound like some nonsense, but you might get a sense of that.
Yeah, even before all the practicalness of having to notice and order it and realize I'm awake and I'm on or all that, it's before, prior to that, it's just this onness. This.
But how do you know the onness?
Because you're alive.
How do you know that? This is where the world begins to disappear and it gets really funky. How do you know that?
Well, I'm not even going to say I'm alive, it's just...
aliveness, but how does
this,
that...
This
how do you know it is? I know this sounds like absolute twaddle, but as you begin to go into it, it's... Because what often happens is there's still a little bit of a divide of something knowing this. The world begins to collapse, and you know how like lots of speakers say, no world, no world, or there is no world? Is you can't possibly know that this is. You can't even know it is. I know I say all that. But in the moment, there's an absolute disappearance of all world. What happens still here, though, and I've heard some speakers like Tony Parsons say that disappears as well, is that when there's practicality comes up, some awareness of the body comes back. So when there's practical planning, like I am body or something comes back a little bit. But most of the time, there isn't any world. There isn't even witnessing. There's a disappearance of everything. Where is any position now? Where is anything? You would only ever know that in thought. It's still an idea. It's taking some seat. Otherwise, there's nothing. I know I sound like such a loon sometimes.
No, this is coming in on some intellectual way, and of course it's very difficult to talk about any of this in words.
Yeah, but there's a sense of it as we're looking at each other, everything, the whole room, the whole witnessing, isness, everything is disappearing. It comes back to like this light.
I guess for me, in this awareness of there is no me, and there's just this. It's utterly simple, utterly silent. There's nothing.
Yeah.
I guess this to me, just by because there's this experience that there's a awareness of witnessing.
Yeah. When we come to talk about it, but and in the communication, and we're putting it into words, but then in the actual moment, that all becomes nonsense.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even feelings become nonsense then.
Yeah, there are no. There's no difference between feeling and felt. It's.
Mm. Our interpretation.
Yes.
Yeah. Itself.
And if there's anger, everything is anger. And that's even a very limited word, anger.
Lisa, thank you. I love the way you talked about it, because I instantly saw that when you use the word witnessing, it creates separation.
Yes. It's still, but it's such a convenient way to begin to talk about this stuff, like the witness or. It's so hard to talk about, but then at the end of the day, that too is a thought and an idea that's still in play.
Yeah, it's more that when you just are, and then you would have to tell someone what's happening, then you might use maybe the word witnessing.
What is witnessing?
When you are in your head and feel separated, and you hear the word witnessing, it's about separation.
Yeah.
And bringing close.
And also witnessing can sound like an activity as well.
It is, because there's nobody there, then you wouldn't be amazed by what is happening, and also not frightened by it, right? Because there's...
Well, fear can come up, but there's not somebody that's... Like, the body or fear sensations, any sensations can appear, or anything can appear.
You know, I mean, by the way you perceive things, there's no, not frightened or amazed by this. You don't go like, oh, this is amazing, because there's somebody who thinks that, oh God, things are coming, disappearing, yeah, and all that, somebody's there thinking, oh, this is so frightening because things are disappearing and appearing, because there's nobody. But you then can say, oh, it's amazing the way it is, or it's frightening.
Yeah, but I mean, that could be said, but that kind of, often when there's awakening, the person comes back and then you hear them telling everyone how amazing it is. Da-da-da! Often.
And then that's when the person comes
back.
But if that person is not there, then it's just
out there.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
Because it sounds beautiful and also frightening at the same time to realize that. And the way you describe it and the way I imagine it to be is like, wow. And also again, I think, oh, gosh, is that not frightening? But then if there's no person, then there's nobody who then go on wondering about this.
Yeah, what's so amazing is it's your nature. So you're imagining it, and then you're imagining that Lisa has it warp or something. But it's right there now. It's right here now, that nothingness, that emptiness. And just all that's happening is an activity appearing of dividing me, you, and trying to make sense of stuff. But that wild freedom is here right now, that nothingness. Any sound is gone, right? Winnie's gone.
Mm.
There's just looking happening. Not even looked at and someone looking. There's just this happening. And then all of the whole life of Winnie and Lisa has disappeared. It's just this. Everything has disappeared. It's just eyes. Not even eyes. That's even divide.
Mm. But because there's still this eye energy,
it's happening to me.
I'm processing it. I'm listening to your words and they, you know, I'm absorbing them and I'm doing this whole cognitive thing to understand what you're saying. But you're saying
that's not the way it is. Because sound isn't, it's not really listening to these sounds. These sounds are you. Like you without Winnie. I say you because I just cannot even begin to get a word to get that. These sounds are it or you. So it's not Winnie sitting there listening to Lisa's sounds and Winnie's processing it.
Mm.
These sounds are you. And even this game of Lisa and me is in you too. It's all you, but not Winnie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you're playing the game, or the amness, or beingness, whatever words you call it, which don't just talk about it. The nothingness is playing the game of somebody or a body feeling like it's separate, and a body feeling like it's got to get somewhere. It's an absolute illusion. Those thoughts and feelings and sensations are appearing in it and are it. In exactly the same way that these sounds of Lisa are appearing. It's all appearing in it, right? And that disappearance is you. All of it. The sound is appearing. Then when he goes, I'm hearing. Winnie's not hearing. You're not hearing it. Winnie's appearing in it. I'm like, tick, 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 tick. We'll take a little break in a minute to hose ourselves down. Maybe somebody out there put a new copy on or something? Oh, you're so sweet. Well, there's...
So in that way, liberation is somebody everybody knows already very well. Then
it's the nature of
very familiar.
It's just that so in this, it's just created a body.
Mm.
It's created all of this, and one of the creations is a body. And in the human body, it's created complicated thinking and memory.
Mm.
Memory isn't the actuality; it's created memory. So it's created in the brain. The idea that it can remember things. If there wasn't a memory, this would just all be disappearing. The nature of everything is the disappearance. It's so beautifully created, a memory and a thoughts that can compare.
Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
From the stroll in the forest or...
Yeah. From driving a car. I mean, who drives a car?
Yes.
Just from walking. As a kid, Daddy used to walk along, and I used to, nobody else found it funny. I'd be like, look, the legs are walking. And we're like, okay, Lisa. They're walking. There's nobody in there walking. And then we'll be like, quiet, Lisa, that's weird. I'm saying it, but I'm walking. And it's not even the person that knows this. It seems at first maybe that the person is understanding this, but then that all collapses. It's just the way of it.
When you say all collapses, you mean the conceptual world collapses.
Yeah.
And what remains is what is real.
And then conceptual worlds can come back, but it's not the reality anymore. It's not the way things are. It's so amazing the way that nothingness has created a brain which can remember and think and give the appearance that all of this is actually, that all of this make sense, or all of this can be remembered. But then when it kills the brain, or when the brain dissolves, then it just goes back to that nothingness. Amazing. Nothingness is not, it's like you hear this and it's, the mind looks at it like Alan Watts was saying last night, the mind looks at it like nothingness is something separate from me, something that takes over from me, like takes me away. The nothingness is you. It is. It's not that it's something that's going to take you away. This whole body is nothing. These whole thoughts are nothing. So cute.
The funny thing is that it's almost like we require a lot of, it's like computer programming to believe that we are something. There's many processes,
yes,
that work, which has then ultimately tricked us into believing,
yeah,
that we're in time and that we're in bondage and,
yeah,
I am this person.
Yeah.
And we don't even see the mechanicalness sometimes of our behaviours. We think they're really real. And it's,
yeah,
strange when you see this is just like a computer programming.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's just chemicals and sensations. Giving the appearance, it's quite amazing. I love it looking at dogs. My mum has a plumpy little dog, called Mutley, who's a bit deaf, deaf and blind. And if you face the body towards the front door, she barks. Woof, woof, woof. The door equals barking. Woof, woof, woof. My mum's like, why is she always doing this? Then you just turn the body to face the wall, and she stops. Then you turn it back to the door. Woof, woof. My mum's like, why does she do this? She's always barking. Just to program the door means bark. Woof, woof, and you turn it around and up. This is how humans are like. It's just a set of reactions happening. It's crazy, absolutely crazy. And completely not personal.
Yeah.
So your lover, so much of suffering is around relationships. So your lover never did anything to you. They're just chemical reactions happening. I know, it's like a, you know, when you look at the lake, like in New Zealand, and those hot waters are bubbling away. That's just what the other bodies are like. And they're like, why did they do it to me? Why are they doing this to me? But there's just... And then they're shouting, there's no bananas left, you ate all the bananas! Why are they shouting at me? They don't need to speak to me like that. They're just like Mutley. There's no bananas left, and that's the outcome. Mutley faces the door, and woof, woof, woof. And the freedom of it is nothing. The fact that it disappears, the person knows, like, the person, which is just a chemical reaction as well, though. This is the person comes up and goes, why did they speak to me like that? They do not love and respect me. We need to talk about our emotions and sort this out, or we need to go to therapy, and it's just a reaction. And the freedom is the nothing. The freedom's not sorting out. There'll never be sorting out. Life's messy. It's so messy.
I think what doesn't help with the conditioning is, as well as all of these computer programmings, it's things like the food and the drugs we have exacerbate that programming as well.
Yeah.
When you wake up, you understand everything, or that it never happened, blah, blah. When you wake up, you see there's only love, even that can be anger or whatever, but no, blah, no, the problem's not, blah, blah, I understand, blah, blah, blah. But, like, in a way, I feel like this is I want to blame God or my father or my whatever. It's like, in the meantime, when you're not waking up, there is still, in my case, or in the world, blah, 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 so much suffering, and it's like, in a way, when nothing, it's like a mean game. It's like, how? When there is nothing and we go for, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, it's also an ego question. Why? And I have to shut up. Blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's like, it's almost unbearable to me. I mean, I'm probably afraid to wake up, but like, maybe I don't want to wake up. I probably don't want to wake up. Probably I'm saying this, I feel like a drama queen, I feel a total fake. I don't know. But it would be so evil. It's stupid. I mean, it's. How do you say it? It's like, I spoke with a friend and she said, even there is a God or there isn't. No, there is no in between, there is no in middle around. It's all real, but you tell them, it's not real. What can I do? Nothing. But it's like, I'm very angry or sad, and it's even coming here, it's crazy. It's like there is one authority. I want to blame like fuck mine, but I because I feel always guilty. And but I'm created perfect. Fuck. Maybe I never will get it. You know? Yeah. Okay. This is what I wanted to express.
It's
like the sort. Yeah. Blah blah blah.
No, but the blah blah.
Yeah.
Blah,
it's so lovely. It's a mean. It's a mean game, and it's not a game, but it's still a lot of suffering. Even if maybe it's not true, but it feels like true.
Yeah. That's what it feels.
Yeah. And even like, and then I stopped because I can't go on for hours. Like, even like Paul is giving his money to India, to the poor people. I don't know if it's good or not good. But no, that's not a thing.
And maybe they're better off without all these things. Maybe they're better off without all these things.
We just
have I could say lots of the body could say lots of nodal things back, but it doesn't come. That's what's being felt there, and that's it. That's what's being felt. It's like it's fucking unfair.
Yeah, I mean, when there is this.
When
there's a nice game, it's a nice. I mean, you all brain on the source of comfort. It's all very nice. And still, there's. In my environment, oh. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know.
You couldn't be anywhere else. Couldn't be hearing anything else.
Mm-hmm. But when the suffering is not real, I mean, then I still want to, and then I stop. Then I, that like, when there would be a God, blah, blah, I know the God is not. He's a mean God. Maybe I'm still a little, don't want to take responsibility.
You're so welcome to express that. I don't always want to just, it's not a feeling to dismiss it or to say the non-dual stuff. It's like, if that's what's felt, frustration, that's it. If it's like, God's fucking unfair, that's what's happening.
I know it's not unfair, but not a part.
But in the moment, it's what it feels
very,
like.
Yes.
And then it changes, and then there's drinking a cup of coffee, and then it's not unfair, and it's just coffee. But in that moment, if there's this is unfair, then that's what it is. This is unfair. And for me to then say to you, it's not happening or anything, it's just a little happy story. So guys, we'll be back in 5-10 minutes.
This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's only the end of my mind.
Realize means different things to different people, to other people, that is so freeing. Really, I mean, I'm understanding why it comes from here. All this meditation and all these, I mean, it's like an immense burden. And when, all this is just bullshit. It is so free. And it's living. There was a realization for 16 years, and this and that, and all these rituals, and all this blah blah, and BB, and wow! It's off! I mean, that's out of the law. That is really amazing. And 4,000 meters in the snow, meditating. so crazy. It's all about deserving, and all of a sudden, the most undeserving, what's deserving what?
For a seeker who's on this path, how does he know, or how does she know that it's the end of the seeking? How one knows?
How do you know when it's quite flat? I suppose it can only. I don't know. It can only be known, I suppose, in a comparison. Because it's just the way it is. When that illusion's gone, then it's just this. And then I suppose it can only be known in a comparison when someone asks for something. A comparison story. Of the before and after. I suppose that's what makes the human's liberation different from the animal.
And would that also mean that would be truly the end of seeking, or
would
the seeking go on still?
The seeker could come back. This body could die, and then another body appears. Who knows how it goes? I know it's a very speakers out there that say when at the end. What ends? Ends is just a concept. Who knows how this is happening? And also, the person wants that end, that final, because it wants to cross a finish line. This isn't about a finish line. But like we, like when you seek in this way, coming to a satsang or to these talks, then we, when there's still the knowing that nothing has collapsed yet, or
I mean the storyline, the person comes back up and says I'm not liberated, and all of that's completely irrelevant. Then it comes back up and says yes, I'm not liberated, or I feel uncomfortable, or I don't want this to be like this, I want to feel differently. And then sometimes it's not that, sometimes it's listening to this talk or seeing outside, and that's all there is. I've never noticed that. It's not the way I speak or this voice speaks isn't so satisfying because a lot of the questions, I don't know, actually all the questions I don't know answers to. But some of them I appear to give something and everyone's up. But particularly this one, I don't know what the future is. I don't know. I don't know about ends. It's often that you notice when people start talking about their experience as well, this body goes quiet. Because also, that's what's seemingly happening in that body, that experience. I don't know how to end that experience or influence anything. All that this body can really, and when I say I don't even know who I'm talking about, all this body or nothingness can point to is this, what is, which isn't knowable but is. That's all really we can talk about. I know I sound like I'm saying so much more, like so many other things, and I answer questions, but really all that we can talk about is this, the freedom is this, what is. All the how-tos, what if, ends, beginnings. None of us do that. Even the most enlightened Dalai Lama, who's got millions and millions of followers, or we're all innocent. Just innocence, noting, disappearing and disappearing. Words coming up and then disappearing. Nobody actually knows anything. There's not even somebody there that could know anything. None of those words ever mean anything. But this, what is, the pointing back to that, that's not actually knowing anything. It's just trying to... Do you know what I mean? No. We get lost in each other's lives. That's it.
No, but the thing which is so frustrating, I've seen, is that when you can sign the paper that you are liberated, not only awakened, but liberated, and then the me comes back after 2 or 3 years, it is also for that person.
Yeah.
Because how can you say exactly what you just said? You know, what about the future? We don't know what's going to happen. And then the me comes back, so this paper, this diploma is not worth it.
But the me must have been there subtly anyway, to believe that bullshit, that you are liberated, that there is
everywhere thinking, liberated.
It's gone, it's done.
Yeah, it's done, I've got it now. Yeah.
And then life is so compassionate, it goes boom, after 3 years.
Terrible. So it's much better the way you do it, because this way we don't know, and we don't know the future. Of course we don't know the future. It's so arrogant to think that we could sign a diploma that I never read it.
That's all issues, these diploma anyway. I mean, we me and Caroline are speaking in tongues.
is this the oneness?
No, we'll both go vague now. So maybe. We just don't want to say, like, speak about anybody specifically.
It's about the end. I know, I always feel ashamed about myself when I ask a question.
Yeah.
Like,
couple of years ago, a good friend of mine killed himself, and then and he was on a spiritual blah blah with thing, and then people said to me like, ah, because he killed himself, I was with him and doing the cause of miracles, blah blah, and then people said, because he wasn't killed himself, he has to come back, or he is in this layers between, you know, reincarnation, blah blah, come back, he has killed himself because he wasn't awake before he died. And then I called Tony Parsons and he said to me, that is absolutely bullshit, he told me, and he said, there is only absolute love. So, for me, that at that moment was a satisfying answer, not at the moment, not, I don't know, but it's like the person who killed himself was not there anymore, and in a way he said to me, it's the end, it's over, it's only absolute love. So that would be a satisfying answer for me, when you're dead, you're dead. And I mean, there's only absolute love, this fucking life is gone. So, is that it?
Well, who is it that you think died in your friend?
I know, I mean, of course, always, I was really influenced by that idea. It's like, it's nothing outside of you, and he is me, blah, blah. So...
Who is it that died in your friend? Who is your friend that died? You talk about a body that...
Yeah, he was... I don't see him anymore. I never felt him. I mean, he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
He's somewhere, but I don't... No, maybe it's...
Who's he?
Who's he?
You're talking about the body when you say he?
Yeah, like, no, his name is Londo. Yeah.
So the body changed into something else?
No,
do you think what there's a separate him from the body? When you describe him... Who do you mean?
Like the question is more. So maybe I don't. I can't. I'm maybe not open to you. Like it's only give me the satisfaction.
Yeah.
And so it's over and
yeah,
it's
and
fine and he's absolutely fine. I mean, like if he wouldn't come back into. Because he didn't his job in his lifetime, he had to come back and do all the same shit again.
So who is he separate from the body? Who is he separate from the body? Who is your friend? Is he the body?
Yes and no. To me, he was the body.
The body?
Yeah, and not.
So then the body and not?
Yeah.
So, but then the body changed into something else. The body then died or disappeared, changed into something else.
Yeah.
And then who is this extra person that would be reincarnated? The body changed into something else, but who's the person separate from the body that you imagine that has all this reincarnation or anything?
I don't know, I cannot spot it from you. So.
Yeah. There's nobody inside the body.
So was it only me then? Like he never existed, like he was a puppet, like a cartoon theme.
And there's no you either. Who's you? So the body changed into something else. So the body now is here as well, but in another form. You never lose anything. I'm sorry, I'm so confused.
In another form, like love in my heart.
No.
Yeah, in another. Yeah, but.
The body turns it to.
Mm-hmm.
So all it is like one energy moving forms, yeah. Like lots of atoms mm-hmm. moving to lots of different forms. And so basically the body just turned into something mm-hmm. else, but there's no him in there that was going through a spiritual path and awakening and has to reborn. There's no him, there's just chemical reactions in the brain when the brain turns and speaks out, mm-hmm. our memory of the body and the, mm-hmm. the separate self goes with the body. So every time, so nothing ever dies, it just turns into something else. The only thing you have of your friend now is an imagination of that body, and that's not a somebody. That doesn't equal a separate somebody. That doesn't equal someone. You have an imagination of their body and the movement of their body. I'm not But yes, it's all love. But it's all love because it's all the same energy just moving. That's the love. It's like this. And then. that's the friend of that body. That's the body. Oh, that's the body. You see, that's what it's like. There's the body. There's the body, now it's gone. There's the body, now it's gone. It's all one energy.
So, even when you're not, like we are sitting here, like seekers or blah. So even a person who never goes into this, or like my mother or whatever, they're not into this at all. They just, when they die, they go.
Goes back into something else. It's almost freedom.
So when you die, when the body dies, it's over.
Yeah.
For everybody.
The personal self is just in the brain, and when the brain turns into something else, the whole memory and identity is wiped.
So you have only one life, and not seconds or thousands
of
years.
So there's not even a you there that only has one life.
Lisa.
Yeah.
There can be seemingly a thought that says, it's me.
Yeah.
And then that's a me.
Yeah.
And when a thought comes, it's not a me, it's a seeming that there's only a thought appearing in this, then it's over.
Yeah.
Or something else happens.
No, that can happen. Yeah. The thought comes up going, this is me choosing, and then another thought comes in and says, no, hang on, there's no me. And then for a moment it all dissolves, or maybe there's a little bit of energy contraction there. But the focus is normally on that thinking. Me.
But the so-called person cannot do that himself.
No, and there's no solid person, it's always spontaneously happening in each
other. Yeah.
So not everybody, but most bodies have it.
I mean, and everybody is thought appearing and telling something about the image.
Yes, and it's not a who you are, it's not a truth, it's just a thought that comes and goes with energies. Like it's an energy that comes with it.
Energy, and somehow there's it looks like a different energy that says, this is true and that's not true. And so it's something, a so-called system built up in memory, and there's a so-called life and a story, and in these apparently stories that people come to, so-called satsang heroes or enlightened or liberated people, and they come to dissolve their so-called thought, which was never there.
Yeah.
or not appearing as a reality.
No. It's not a solid self ever. It's just chemicals and energy and words appearing, saying me, spontaneously in each moment. There's a whole image of Leon's life, and then it's gone. An image appears, and it's always been recreated in the moment.
Yeah.
It's not solid there to deconstruct, because it's all void. Yeah, sometimes. It's all void. It all disappears.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, that toy I described just like, the mind comes up and creates the whole world and goes, rah, rah, rah.
I don't know, but I would say that when you've done this thing, then in the morning it builds up. There is a life and there is a person and goes to work.
Yes,
you
see it.
Yes.
But it's actually
so
nobody
can do it. Nothing, because everything is happening without
exactly.
nobody,
yeah.
without exactly. somebody.
Yeah.
It is going to be really hard for the body and mind to accept.
Couldn't ever accept it.
Because
the person
when I went, left Amsterdam 2 weeks ago after I had talked, I really got completely crazy in my thought. I screamed. It was like I suffered so much from when I was little. It was like, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it,
it was so hard, but I let it come. But, and now I feel also my body almost wants to explode from, because it's such a strong change of what I went for all these years. Yeah, make searching sense, focus on the writing, focus on this, focus on that, everything which was not negative.
Yeah.
And it's like one big shock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it's. Now it's better, but when I left Amsterdam for 5 days and it was dark,
yeah.
it was like
incredibly energetical, because it's all the self is an energetical experience, and it's used to the person who thrives off having positive stories. I'm going to get enlightened one day that this suffering means something.
Yeah, and that's not the point where I start screaming, because it was
this means nothing.
Yeah. And it's like the Israelis, they are always speaking about the suffering, and they have excuses for what they are doing.
Yeah.
Like, because we suffered. And I saw myself, you are just the same, you suffered so much, and you go your path, like, look, I'm above that suffering, mm-hmm. and I did so many things, and I'm like a mountain.
And it's led me to.
And it was really like.
And then that can feel incredibly vulnerable, because suddenly you aren't making sense of the suffering, you aren't making sense of the pain, you aren't making sense of the craziness, and putting it into a story which has a happy ending.
Yeah, it was like.
Incredible vulnerability.
Yeah.
But. The freedom is there. I know it seems like the body, but oh god, no, it's not.
Yeah, I feel now my body really wants to shake, and it has something like.
That person that's always telling stories in order to make this what is bearable and better, it will like really buck against this, because to be naked without this hope, without this, this is where I've been, this is where I'm going, it seems incredibly scary, but it is the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
The nothing is the freedom, not the stories, not even the positive enlightenment stories.
Mm-hmm.
If I've come from this and here I've got to here, that's still in a game, the flip-flopping of vulnerability. But this is totally energetical, the collapse of the self. I make it sound like it's a mental thing. It's totally energetical. It's the end of being trapped inside something. It's the end of this fake container.
Yeah,
and
it's like hard for the body.
Yeah, like an explosion.
Yeah.
But even that though, the mind will be like, it's like an explosion. And then it'll be hoping about the explosion, bless it. And none of the stories are it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the less and less the energy is going into it, more and more the body goes. Not all the time, in some stories that doesn't happen, but it's very energetical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a child, I had that same feeling from the explosion, or to burn.
To what?
To burn. The body would burn if I had that feeling. And then I thought, oh, if I'm afraid of it, I will stop it. Or then I stop.
The body kept wanting to just.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you died.
Yeah, but I thought maybe
the body itself, the flesh couldn't cope. So
maybe. That also is a possibility.
Yeah.
The body might die with it too, but it's okay, then it's your freedom. Nothing is not, it's not the enemy, nothing is the nature.
Lisa, when I'm sitting here, I can feel the need to give full attention to all this, but even this full attention is meaningless and pointless.
It's not that it's pointless, as in like you shouldn't be doing it, it's what's happening.
It's what's happening, but
it's not you putting attention. It might feel like it's you.
Yeah, but it's actually not the urge to give full attention, it's more like the fear of dozing off and not paying it and falling asleep, you know? It's like the fear of missing out something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more that than it is like giving full attention. See? Yeah.
What happens when it's dozing off?
Well, actually, I'm starting to realize that this would be a problem as well.
Yeah.
I would be snoring.
Yeah. But it's nothing.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of liberating, you know? It's like it's a work that doesn't have to be done.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's nothing to do with you.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just happening.
Yeah.
It's not your effort. That's so funny. Oh wow, I've been keeping you in here a long time.